The Czech Environment Ministry dismissed on Friday criticism voiced by a number of Czech NGOs over an environmental impact report for the construction of two new blocks at the Temelín nuclear power plant in southern Bohemia. Critics say that the study is incomplete, but most importantly, that the environmental impact assessment process is in breach of EU law. Jan Richter has the story.
The right-of-center Czech government considers the development of nuclear energy one of its strategic priorities. In June, the new coalition announced it would push for the construction of two new blocks at the Temelín nuclear power plant in southern Bohemia. The 500 billion crown tender, which includes another three possible reactors, has been dubbed the contract of the century. Shortly after, the Czech Environment Ministry published a report on the project's environmental impact, known as EIA. On Thursday, several Czech NGOs, including the Czech branches of Friends of the Earth and Greenpeace, slammed the study. They say it's incomplete in that it fails to justify the need for the two new blocks, ignores the issues of radioactive waste, and does not give any details about the planned reactors. Also, the study ignores the so-called zero alternative. Martin Sedlák is a member of Friends of the Earth.
The main trouble in the documentation of new power plant in Temelín is there isn't any alternative. That means there isn't a zero option. We are thinking the power in new nuclear power plant to nuclear reactors must be compared with potential green energy. That means potential new renewable sources and with effectivity in housing and industry.
Even more importantly, activists say the EIA process itself is in breach of EU law. Under pressure from the European Commission, the Czech Republic amended its law on the assessment of environmental impact, which now gives more rights to the parties concerned. But the process concerning the new blocks at Temelín is proceeding in accordance with the previous law. Radko Pavlovec is Nuclear Issues Commissioner of Upper Austria's regional government.
Zákon EIA, podle kterého toto posouzení probíhá, je v rozporu s evropským právem.
The act on EIA under which the project is being assessed is in violation of European law. This is not an assumption of mine. This is implied in the ruling of the European Court of Justice from June the 10th, 2010, which said that it breached the EU directive number 80337.
But the Czech Environment Ministry says that the report compiled by the plant's operator, the state-owned energy giant ČEZ, is sound and that the process will continue. Petr Kučera is a spokesman for the ministry.
Documentation considered by the Ministry of the Environment meets all of the required requisites and has been circulated on June 29, 2010, for publication and expression to all concerned parties, for example, local government units, relevant administrative authorities, and potentially affected states. To date, we have not received any comments from the states, so to speak, it is very premature.
The concerned parties, including the governments of Germany and Austria, have until the 30th of September to voice their objections. If the Czech government manages to clear them away, the contract should be awarded in 2011 and construction may begin in 2013.
That was Jan Richter with that report.